News.
Thank you, Rob. After reaching the quarterfinals at Wimbledon last week, the Czech men's tennis number one, Tomáš Berdych, has returned to the elite world top 10. Berdych, who cursed the windy conditions after losing to eventual finalist Rafael Nadal, is now 10th. But according to another measure, the man from Valašské Meziříčí is doing somewhat better. He is the seventh biggest earner in terms of prize money, with $850,000 so far this year. Meanwhile, the Czech women's number one, Nicole Vajdičová, will look back rather more ruefully at this year's Wimbledon. She blew a great chance to reach the semi-finals after failing to capitalise on three match balls in her clash with Anna Ivanovic. Vajdičová said it was more a case of her losing than the Serb winning. However, the Czech 18-year-old rejected the idea that she should consult a sports psychologist. And there's no change in Vajdičová's world ranking. She stays at 9th and is 10th in the earnings rankings. Football now, and the Czech international goalkeeper Petr Čech is set to keep wearing a special protective helmet. After undergoing medical tests, the Chelsea star was advised to wear the headgear until at least the end of next season. Čech suffered a potentially life-threatening skull fracture in a Premier League game last October, but recovered quickly to come back in February. Many pundits agree that the brilliant goalie's absence cost Chelsea crucial points in a league race they eventually lost to Manchester United. Petr Čech was speaking in Prague at Sparta Prague's youth training centre in the middle of the gigantic Strahov Stadium, where he was conducting a football summer school for children. That was on Sunday. Čech is now bound for the US with Chelsea, who are set to play a few exhibition games, including one against Los Angeles Galaxy. The match will be David Beckham's first outing for the club and is sure to receive a huge amount of attention. Czech's international colleague Vladimír Šmicer hasn't officially rejoined his old club Slavia Prague yet, but he has been training with them and on Sunday played a game in Slavia colours for the first time in 11 years. Šmicer got off to a scoring start in Slavia's 4-3 friendly win over Georgian side Ameri Tbilisi. Whether the midfielder does sign with the Prague club is set to be decided this week. Moving on now to ice hockey, and Dominik Hašek has, as expected, signed a new one-year contract with Detroit Red Wings. According to US media reports, the 42-year-old is set to earn $2 million, with the chance of the same amount again in performance bonuses. That's an improvement on the $1.65 million the Dominator was on last season. However, Hašek's agent said the goaltender deserved a lot more. Meanwhile, another Czech, Robert Lang, has left Detroit after 3 years at the club. Lang departs the Red Wings for the Chicago Blackhawks under something of a cloud. The forward says he had no choice but to leave after a change of coach left him surplus to requirements at Detroit. And that's all the sport for today.